Bin Laden's video came just 4 days before the end of the election campaign in which his name had figured so mightily.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
His very presence on the tube was a taunt to President Bush, whom he mocked for his slow reaction time in that Florida schoolroom on September 11th. Was Osama bin Laden trying to intervene in the election, and if so, to what end? He made no specific new threat. He told Americans, "Your security is not in the hands of Kerry or Bush or Al-Qaeda. Your security is in your own hands." That sounded like some vague invitation to parley about a more pro-Arab, more anti-Israel policy. Whatever it meant, the campaign organizations immediately recognized that this was no time to look for any political advantage. A joint appearance of the candidates to denounce the leading terrorist might have been a good idea. They did the next best thing, issued similar-sounding statements emphasizing their determination to hunt down and destroy Osama bin Laden. But bin Laden's first appearance on television in 14 months may have been meant more for Islamic than for American ears. Satellite television is very big in the Arab world, and is where rivalry for leadership of the jihad is fought out. According to Johns Hopkins professor Fuad Ajami, the Jordanian-born Abu Musab al-Zarqawi has lately had the run of the airwaves in the Arab world. But 2 weeks ago, Zarqawi acknowledged the primacy of bin Laden and declared that he was the al-Qaeda operative in Iraq. In these feverish last days and hours before the election, observers tend to read each new external event in terms of its effect on the poll standings. Thus, any event that says Iraq, like the missing munitions, is supposed to help the challenger. Anything that says terrorism, like Osama bin Laden gloating on television about 9/11, is supposed to be a plus for the commander-in-chief. But bin Laden's TV appearance may have no significance at all for the presidential race. It may be part of some contests in the Arab world. This is Daniel Shore.